And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day. My guests today are Lee Dudley with the Chino Valley Morning Lions Club, Katherine Anderson with Yavapai College, and Dallas Gray and Haley Bird with the Town of Chino Valley. So stay tuned with KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Prescott Brewing Company's 25th annual November Sausage Month starts November 1st and runs all month long. I don't have enough time in a 30-second announcement here, but think yummy house-made Italian sausage, beer-braised bratwurst, and Dewey Hero Sub, a different entree each week of the month. At only $12.99, you can enjoy all four. Check our website or Facebook page for the full rundown, or give us an old-fashioned phone call at 771-2795. Prescott's hometown brewery, Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Santa, it's great to see you. Ho, ho, ho. And it's great to have you back at Olson's. What's that you say? You love pets and can't wait for them to get into a picture with you? I think we can take care of that. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Every year for the past 32 years, we have brought Santa and pets together for Christmas pictures, no matter whether they've been naughty or nice. Pictures with Santa are a tradition here at Olson's, and this year we've got Two Shots Photography taking the pictures. You just pick one of several backgrounds, and they'll work hard to get just the right pose, and you can be included if you want. $5 from every package will be donated to local animal charities. Santa will be sliding down the chimney and waiting for you at the following Olson's: Prescott on Saturday, December 1st, Chino Saturday, December 8th, and Dewey on Saturday, December 15th, and no appointments are necessary. Good enough just isn't. Ho, ho, ho!
The Bolleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Bolleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BolleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Bolleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
At Cherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Cherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
We're back with KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day. I'm here with my first guests, and we're here with Dallas Gray and Haley Bird with the Town of Chino Valley Parks and Rec Department. How are you guys, gals, today?
Doing good.
Perfect. So I know there's a lot of events going on, especially in Chino Valley, but we've got a really great one coming up on December 8th. What is it?
It will be our first annual lighting in our parks, so we're super excited about that. This year's event is a December to Remember at Memory Park.
A December to Remember at Memory Park. Everybody's listening to that. And it, like you said, it's our first annual lighting of the park. Yay!
Yes, very, very cool.
We're very excited to finally bring that to Chino Valley. Much needed.
Absolutely. And it's just the whole day should be a day where families can come and just get in the Christmas spirit. We're kicking it off the beginning of the month, and it does go through till the 31st. And really, this December 8th is just a kickoff starter. So
December 8th is when all the festivities happen,
yes, right,
all the great stuff. What's going to be happening December 8th? What are some of the things?
We're going to have vendor booths that are going to be opening at 10 o'clock. They're going to be inside a tent with a heater. Don't worry.
So great.
Warm.
So yes, you can do some Christmas shopping, get some things off your Christmas list, mm-hmm, and be nice and warm.
Exactly.
Is what we're saying. So
yes,
even if it is a nice cold day out, don't worry. There's heaters.
Yes.
There are actually heaters placed throughout the park.
Ah.
So you can kind of make your way around and see everything and, you know, stop. If it's super cold, you can stop or just enjoy the cold. It's Christmas.
It is Christmas, and it's nice to bundle up and have a nice scarf and the matching gloves and, of course, the matching hat.
Exactly.
I mean, that's what Christmas is about,
exactly,
being nice and warm and hot chocolate.
We will have hot chocolate. We'll have free hot chocolate, and I believe we'll be selling coffee as well.
Ah, see, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have that going on in December 8th. And what other things do we have going on?
We want to give a huge shout out to Hero Rental, first of all. They are providing us with a 1,400 square foot tent so
yay,
that we do have a place for our vendors to stay bundled up and warm, and also for the people who want to go through the park and take a break from the cold and go get warmed up. So thank
definitely,
you, Hero Rental, for pulling through. And
yep,
thank you, Hero Rental. Thank you guys so much. Yeah, we're so excited to have that space, and the vendors are excited as well.
Oh, absolutely.
They'll be nice and warm,
yep,
and the shoppers will be too.
Sure. And then we also have Hero will also be providing us with some kids jump. We've got a shootout, which will be super cool. Kids can go throw snowballs. And then we also have I think he's 24 foot.
It's a snowman bounce castle.
Yeah, super huge and super fun.
Fun.
A lot of fun. Yeah.
Fun. So there's activities for literally the whole family. Mom can go do some Christmas shopping. The kids can go around and do some Christmas activities, mm-hmm, it sounds like. And then is there going to be food?
There will be. We have two food trucks coming.
Awesome.
So it's going to be really nice.
So food, delicious, always something good for the family. Anything else going on? Probably the main event.
Santa!
Santa's
going to be flown in on a helicopter.
Santa is being flown in on a helicopter.
He is.
Where else can you see that? That is amazing.
Yep. Thank you to Native Air and the Firefighter Angel Foundation. Santa will be coming in at 4 o'clock, and he will be handing out presents to all the good little boys and girls when he gets there.
Presents. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Presents, food trucks. I'm all about it.
It's going to be a good day.
It is going to be a good day. And so it's going on December 8th is when all the festivities will happen. And from what time to what time?
Vendor booths open at 10. And then we're saying till dark because we're really thinking around 5:30, sun will go down, and that's when Mayor will come out with his special switch and flip our lights on. So
it is the first lighting. So come on out, look at the lights that are going on in Chino, and everybody can see the park lit up for the first annual.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only going to get better after this.
That's right.
Because
sure,
every year we have something to grow and build on. So that's kind of one of the things that we've been doing.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, our town's growing, and there's so many families out there, you know, that it's just our special. Now it's really going to become our special thing for Chino Valley.
Our special thing for Chino Valley, yes. And the Chamber of Commerce is happy to partner with you guys on this. I think it is going to be a great event for the whole family, and it's something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
I know people are probably asking, is there still space for vendors out there? There is.
Outside. I think our tent space is pretty much spoken for. But don't be discouraged. Outside will be, there's going to be so much going on, you know, that being outside won't be any different than being inside. If you want to bring your own heater, more than welcome to do that. So.
And to be a vendor, it's $25,
mm-hmm,
to be a vendor. And we're also going to have Christmas displays at the park. So this is a really great opportunity for businesses in Chino Valley, or businesses everywhere, can come in and do a little bit of a Christmas display. And what that means is you can do a blow up, you can do a Christmas tree, you can do anything that you really want to do, But it's going to be, if you want to do lights, it's LED lights only.
Yes.
And it's a great way to showcase your business, who you are, you know, what you can do for the community, what you already provide for the community. And the displays are really affordable. They're $25, and that's with no lights, or $40 with LED lights only.
Sure. And again, too, the space for the LED lighted displays is limited as well. So if you're interested, jump on board. Now's the time. We can get you signed up and ready to go.
And we have a few displays already, so we're really excited. APS is on board, and they're doing a fantastic display. That alone will just create the hype for everything else going on. And we also have some of our the Chino Valley Lionesses. They are doing a fantastic display, too. So I think people were originally worried and saying, hey, you know, what if something gets stolen, or what if something, you know, if the wind knocks it over? I think we've spoke about, you know, Parks and Rec will kind of, if something happens, they'll pick up the Christmas tree, the display.
Sure, and we're also really fortunate that Memory Park is right in the same vicinity as our police department, so it's pretty well patrolled without necessarily being patrolled. And it's also a very active park in our community. There's probably not a day that you could go to Memory Park and there's not people there walking their dogs or playing with their kids, with their families. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's probably about as safe as you could be.
Yeah, definitely.
I think so, too. And we're excited, you know, to be doing that kind of stuff. A Christmas displays is just something else that's going to be added to our Christmas lighting.
Sure.
To everything else that we have going on in the park. So we're really inviting friends, family, everyone out to come see the first annual lighting of the park.
December 8th.
December 8th. And that's going to be great. And like we said, Santa will be there. Vendors will be there. Food will be there. What else are we missing there?
Well, and you can go back through more than one time because it's going to all be out there. The displays and the lights will
be
out there.
And the activities for the kids, bounce houses, that kind of stuff.
Yep. And we'll have music, too, in the Ramada area.
We are getting some people that are going to come and do some Christmas carols and just...
Oh, how fun.
It's going to be awesome,
really set
too.
The ambiance and to make it super fun. I think this is a great thing. We're so excited to be a part of it. And we're excited to bring it to Chino. I think it's something, like I said, it's much needed.
We are,
definitely.
Too. We're excited.
So, once again, it's December 8th, a December to remember.
In Memory Park.
At Memory Park. And from what time?
It starts at 10 a.m., so you can show up at 10 a.m. If you want to spend the whole day with us, you're more than welcome to. Around dark, we'll have our lights go off, and that's our first annual lighting.
So we're just saying around dark, so
about 5:30,
yeah, 6-ish,
yeah,
kind of in there. So there's no set time. We're just kind of letting it get dark, and then we'll go out and light it up.
Yep.
So we're very excited. Well, if anyone's interested in becoming a vendor or to get more information on a December to remember, they can find it on
It's www.chinoaz.net.
Or you can go to the Chamber's website as well, and you'll be able to find some information there. Or give us a call at?
You can do the Recreation Department, which is 928-636-9780, and talk to either Dallas or Haley. And then you also have...
Or, yes, in the Chamber of Commerce. So you can also stop in at the Chamber of Commerce, get some information. The Chamber of Commerce, right outside, we have this great little brown kiosk. The information is in there, so just in case you reach us on your way, you know, before work or after work and we're not there, the information's still there. Come by, pick up a packet, or go online to either the town's website or our website.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, thank you guys so much for being here. We're so excited. I cannot wait for a December to remember at Memory Park.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll be back with more from our next guests on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day. So stay tuned.
We did it again. again. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Hi, wonderful community. It's me, Sandy, with Yavapai County Contractors Association. It's time for those home improvement projects. But buyer beware. Don't get sold by door-to-door salesmen and those mail offers that are too good to be true. Before you hire anyone, call YCCA. We have current information on reliable, reputable, registered contractors. One call, 778-0040, could save you more than you think. YCCA, don't start without us.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back. This is your host, Lorette Brashear. And my next guest is Katherine Anderson with Yavapai College. And we're going to be talking about something very important. What is that?
We are going to be talking about the Chino Valley Job Fair.
All right. I can't believe it's already getting close. We're all planning it already.
Yes, time flies when it comes to jobs.
It totally does. So what's going on?
Well, we are planning the Chino Valley Job Fair for February 1st from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. with a change in venue this year.
Oh, no way. So we outgrew our venue last year?
Yes.
That's what you're telling me?
Yes, I'm telling you we outgrew the venue.
Oh, wow. So where are we at this year?
This year we are moving to the Chino Valley High School Gymnasium.
Ah, well, thank you to the high school for letting us use their facility.
Yes, very much thank you, Chino Valley High School. And this year, we are, like I said, it's going to be 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And as always, the first half hour is going to be early admission for our veterans, our older job seekers, and those with disabilities.
Great.
And right now, we are still in the process of opening it up to our exhibitors, our companies that are hiring. So we're here today to share the news.
So all the companies that, you know, as you're driving down the highway in Chino Valley, you see, you know, hiring today, come inside. Those are the guys that we're looking for.
Yes. So if you're hiring, if you're like, oh, really, you, come in, hire now, we want you.
Exactly. Or, you know, if you know after the holidays that you will be hiring, because I know a lot of people that are going to be hiring after the holidays. They're kind of taking it slow right now, you know, and starting January, they're going to want to start doing some job search.
Yes, February is not too early to be thinking about your summer hiring. When you think about it, you know, it can take quite a while because you start the application process, then you move to the interview process, and you go through all these different stages that next thing you know, it's already May.
Right.
Or moving into May, moving into the summer. So, no, February's not too early at all for all of you who are like, well, but we're not going to be hiring again until the summer. Well, that's okay. February, May, June, time flies by around here.
It totally does. That's exactly what we were saying. I can't even believe that we just had Thanksgiving.
I know.
Where? How did that time go? Just so fast. And now we're talking Christmas and then job fair and wow. And that's in February.
Yes, we're talking job fair in February. And we just had turkey last week.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, delicious turkey.
Yes, delicious turkey.
So if I am a company and I would like to participate in the job fair, what do I do? How do I get a hold of you? What's the process?
Well, there's two ways to get a hold of me. One, you can go on to our website, which is www.yc.edu/redc, and there is a link on there that will have all the information for the job fair, the hours, the time, and the registration form. Or you can call me, and then I can also give you the information, and my direct number is 928-776-2008. And then, same thing. Like I said, I can give you all the information.
So an application. So I would have to, if I was a business, fill out an application form.
Yes.
And is there a cost to this?
There is a cost. If you are a chamber member, and that can be a member of any of the local chambers, we're not discriminating.
We want any chamber.
We want to encourage chamber memberships because we know that's very important. So if you're a chamber member, that's $30. If you're not a chamber member, it's $40. And if you'd like to be a sponsor, it's $200. And the benefit to being a sponsor is you get to have your logo on all our marketing materials. You get a preferential spot. That got me a little tongue twisted. At the event, you'll also have a live remote spot with a local radio station.
Oh, wow.
And then you'll get a little bit more food. Everybody gets food, but you'll get a little bit more food when you're a sponsor. Now, the deadline for all of those registrations is December 30th. After that, it becomes the late registration fee.
Okay.
And so whether you're a chamber member or not a chamber member, it'll be $65.
Just a flat rate fee.
So
really, people really need to get registered before December
30th.
Before December 30th
yes.
to get the great bargain specials. It's like the Black Friday of job fairs.
Of job fairs, yes. Because once 2019 kicks
in. Cyber Monday. It is Cyber Monday.
It is Cyber Monday, yes.
Get on the website right now and save.
Save. And, you know, here's a little bit of a secret, too. You know, besides the preferential spot for sponsorships, the earlier you register, I probably do give you a better table. I mean, I do try to look at the registrations and go, hey, you know, this person registered way back in November. So, you know, let's give them a closer spot to the front door.
That makes sense.
You know,
I mean, those that come in a little bit later. Yeah.
You know, we want to take care of those. I mean, there's really no bad seat at a job fair or in a gym, you know, but we do want to take care of those that take the time to get their registration and their applications in pronto.
So if you get it in early and if you are a chamber member, it's $30 flat.
Correct.
If you're a non-chamber member, it doesn't have to be of Chino, of any chamber, it's $40
exactly.
for a table. And then can you do interviews there?
You can do interviews, yes. And we encourage employers to do interviews there. You know, if they want to find a private spot, we will help them to do that. Or if they want to just pull them aside right there at their table, we can make that work too. And we also supply laptops. So if they whether they have a paper application or want to just encourage people to go, can you go apply online right now? We really like you. Or, you know, whether we like you or not, this is just our process. We will have laptops available that they can refer applicants to go apply right there online before they leave the job fair. And then maybe turn around and go right back and do that interview so that they can follow all the different steps.
And this is a really a big job fair as well.
Yes.
So we do tend to get a lot of different companies coming out, showcasing the different jobs that they're hiring for.
Yes. And right now we've already had four people register.
Wow.
A couple
those guys are getting a good table.
They're going to get them good tables. Yeah. Of those four, a couple of them were more of the touristy related, and one of them was healthcare related.
Perfect.
So yes, we do get quite the mixture at these job fairs. So don't think, oh, well, you know, this doesn't really matter for me. It does. This is all businesses, whether you're
right.
healthcare, hospitality, construction,
food.
Yes, you should be there. We had last year at this job fair over 250 job seekers attend.
Wow.
That is a lot of job seekers.
Exactly. So even if you have one or two jobs and you're looking for that right candidate, come on out. It doesn't hurt. Come on out. Get a table at the job fair and really showcase your business. Because, you know, a lot of people might walk by and say, well, I didn't know that this business does this. I didn't know this business does, you know, I drive a truck, but I didn't know that they have this job opening.
Correct. You know, we encourage the businesses to have a sign out on their table that says all the positions they're hiring for the exact reason that you just said.
Right.
They think, oh, this particular business is just a construction company. And then you put the sign out that says, oh, we're also hiring for a receptionist, an accountant, oh, and the truck driver position. But
right.
maybe the perfect receptionist just walked by and they would have had no idea that you hire for those positions because everybody just thinks you're construction.
Exactly. So it's just a really great opportunity for any business to come on out. If you're getting ready to hire even after the holidays, it's a great way to kind of just get your word out, get people noticing your company, and getting the right people for, you know, those positions. That's
yes.
crucial.
Yes.
And you can find the right people.
You can find the right people. And we also partner with Arizona at Work, Goodwill, NACOG, U.S. Vets. I'm hoping I'm not missing anybody. Obviously, the Chamber.
Yes.
And we partner with all of them so that we have the right resources that we can help the job seekers. So if they're like, I don't know how to write a resume, or can you help me with my... you know, how to dress professionally or write, you know, like I said already about the resume, but how do I interview correctly?
Right.
So
All of those things.
So we can help bring you the right kind of job seekers to these job fairs. We're not just saying, hey, let's have a job fair and not preparing anybody. It's the whole circle.
Right.
We're here for the employers and we're here for the job seekers.
And for everybody.
Yes.
Yeah, which is fantastic. And like we said, it's in Chino Valley. And so early registration is December 30th.
Right, now through December 30th.
So you guys, I know everybody's on Cyber Monday. You're already on the computer. So you might as well get on and go ahead and sign up your business and get registered, because otherwise it's going to be $65 afterwards.
Yes. And we've made it very easy for you. When you're online filling out the application, there is a link that you can click on that will take you right there to do your credit card. It's a simple process.
Simple.
And then you'll get an email receipt that's confirming that you've registered, that I have your credit card, and you will get some more information a little bit down the road. We'll send you best practices. We'll send you the layout really close to the job fair, but you will be receiving lots of information from us throughout the next, I guess you could call it, 2 months.
Absolutely. And like we said, this is a great turnout, so there is a lot of job seekers that come to this event.
Yes, there are a lot of job seekers. And we're hoping to way pass up the 250 that attended last year.
Yeah, definitely. And we have a bigger venue, so that makes it nice.
Yes.
So that makes it really nice. So we'll be able to get more people in is what we're hoping for, more vendors.
More vendors, yes.
Businesses.
And, you know, unfortunately last year, because we maxed out it was at Del Rio Elementary School last year, we actually had to turn some away because we did not have any more space available.
So it really is. So those of you that we turned away last year, just because it's a bigger venue, please register early because we might still sell out.
Yes. So yes, we should point that out again on Cyber Monday that you do not want to wait until the fees are $65, because last year we did have to turn away some businesses from participating because of the space limitations.
Right.
And this is a bigger venue, but it's still going to have space limitations.
Right. Absolutely. Because, you know, we're hoping to max out again.
Correct.
And that's just a great thing that we're doing and providing for Chino Valley. And you guys do it elsewhere as well.
Right. This is actually kicking off job fair season.
Yay!
As I like to call it.
So it's the job fair kickoff, and the kickoff is in Chino Valley.
Yes.
So we're excited to have that as well.
Yes, and we are very excited to work with Lorette and the Chino Valley Chamber because they are great partners.
Yeah. So anything else that they should know about when they're registering? Do they need to bring their own table? Do they need to bring, you know, their own chairs, anything like that, or just register and sign up?
On the registration form, there will be some things we do want to find out from you. We are supplying the tables and chairs.
Okay, good to know.
If you have your own tablecloth, that would be nice.
Right.
We will provide, I hate to say it, the cheapy kind. But if you have
we'll provide a tablecloth.
A tablecloth.
But one with your business logo
exactly. Looks
a lot nicer.
It does. That does look a lot nicer.
Perfect.
And it helps to sell your business. So when people are walking by, they go, oh, okay, this is the Chino Valley Chamber. This is Yavapai College. It stands out more than the generic ones that we provide. We will need to know if you are needing electrical. So that we can put your table near an electrical outlet. If you are needing extra chairs, we do need to know that as we are only providing 2 chairs per table. It would be great to know if you are recruiting for jobs, not only how many, which we do ask for, but if you could tell us how or what type of jobs. We do have a job fair webpage that we refer people to throughout the...
Fantastic.
I want to call it advertising period. That's not, but when job seekers come.
Job period.
Yes. When job seekers come up to us and say, who's all participating? We refer them to this webpage. And it's nice when they can look at it and go, oh, okay. So this company's going to be there, but they're hiring for these kind of positions. Cause again, like we talked about earlier,
right.
If they think you're just only a construction company or only, you know, a banking company or
there's so many times I'll see a job in the newspaper and I'm going, wow, I didn't even know that they had that kind of position available. Or, you know, it's things that you wouldn't have thought about.
Right. Or again, because they might think, okay, so it's this kind of company. That means they're only hiring for this. Why should I
right.
even
I'm not
care?
A truck driver. Why would I get this?
Yes.
And then turns out they're looking for either somebody with marketing skills or they're looking for a receptionist. And that's really great to know.
Yes. So if you could please list on there what you're hiring for, that would be great. But definitely for sure list how many, because we do like to know going into these job fairs how many positions are available.
Right.
It's nice to know, like, okay, we're having a job fair and there's 500 positions will be available at this job fair.
So that way the job seekers coming in will have a good idea as well. And it's a win-win for both. It's a win-win for our community, for those businesses out there that are looking for those employees. If you're looking for employees, we've got the solution.
Exactly.
And we got a good solution. I mean, like we said, last year there was 250 job seekers there mm-hmm. looking for jobs. So it's a really great opportunity for businesses. So gear up, get ready for the job fair. February 1st, but register
now so you can guarantee yourself a space, a good space, and the better rate. Remember, it's Cyber Monday.
It is.
Get
that better price. So like we said, it was $30 for any type of chamber member.
Correct.
$40 for non-chamber members.
Yes.
And then after December 30th, it goes to $65.
Right.
So get your space now. There's no reason to hesitate. You already know you're going to be hiring somebody.
Yes. So. And don't forget, you can also be a sponsor for $200, but that's also only good till the end of December.
Ah, so even sponsorships are limited.
Yes.
Fantastic. That's a great opportunity, too,
sponsor. Yes.
$200 is a really good price to get your name out there.
Get your name out there, and you will get a live radio feed to talk about your company and why people should know about your company, whether it's for hiring or just information
working
about your company.
Yeah, definitely.
Live from the job fair.
And that's fantastic because you cannot buy that with $200.
No, you can't.
And for $200, I mean, you're getting the spots that you want. You're getting the ads. You're getting recognition on banners, your name on everything, websites. I mean, I can go on and on. That's cheap.
That's cheap.
Good deal.
Mm-hmm.
And not often can we say that, you know, but definitely a good deal. Well, thank you, Catherine. So once again, job fair.
Job fair. February 1st, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., it's going to be at the Chino Valley High School. And if your business that's going to be hiring knows you're going to be hiring, then you need to sign up. Do not wait. Take advantage of Cyber Monday. Take advantage of Cyber December.
Cyber December. Well, thank you so much, Katherine Anderson, here with Yavapai College and talking about the Chino Valley Job Fair. We'll be back with our next guest on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com. Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles
together. Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's is up the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Served with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
Arizona Cardinals football is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk Mortgage, Prescott True Value, Frontier Village, Country Bank, the Prescott Resort, Bucky's, Minyavapai Casino, Prescott Dental Center, A&E Repro Graphics, Barrett Propane, and the Yavapai County Contractors Association. The Cardinals visit the Green Bay Packers Sunday morning at 10 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. Eager police arrest a young man for terrorism for an online school threat over the weekend. Chief Mike Sweetser says police learned of the threatening Snapchat post from a 16-year-old girl who saw the picture of someone holding an assault rifle labeled, "Don't go to school today."
The magazine was an AR-15 type weapon. It was technically what people call an assault weapon.
Sweetser says a screenshot traced the picture back to 18-year-old Thomas Bivens. After his home was searched, he was arrested for making threats to an educational institution. The Prescott City Council meets at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. They'll discuss a possible relocation of the downtown post office's retail services.
A Postal Service representative will be on hand to address the need for relocation and explain the process for soliciting input from the community. Also during tomorrow's meeting at City Hall on South Cortez Street, Prescott City Council will hear a presentation on the results of the completed water, wastewater, and solid waste rate study. There'll be two public workshops on the study at 6 tomorrow night and on December 4th in Council Chambers. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Mostly clear and very cold this evening, chilling to near 28 after bedtime. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, warming to a mostly sunny 57 tomorrow and Wednesday, up to 60 tomorrow with a 30% chance for Thursday rain. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a mostly clear overnight low near 34, warming to the partly sunny mid-60s Tuesday and Wednesday, with a 20% chance for rain and cooler Thursday. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town, Chino Valley, continues on KQNA.
Prescott Brewing Company's 25th annual November Sausage Month starts November 1st and runs all month long. I don't have enough time in a 30-second announcement here, but think yummy house-made Italian sausage, beer-braised bratwurst, and Dewey Hero Sub, a different entree each week of the month. At only $12.99, you can enjoy all four. Check our website or Facebook page for the full rundown, or give us an old-fashioned phone call at 771-2795. Prescott's hometown brewery, Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Pros on the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's makes it easy to get a great price on a huge selection of the tools pros turn to every day. Right now, you can get your choice of a DeWalt 20-volt max cordless impact driver or a DeWalt 20-volt max cordless drill, only $99 each. That's right, only $99 each. Plus, each item comes with our price match guarantee. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offers valid while supplies last. See Lowe's.com/pricematch for terms and conditions.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQA. Arizona Coyotes Hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Brown Bag Burger, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, and Cowboy Country Antiques.
He'll shoot, he scores!
Arizona Coyotes visit the Minnesota Wild live Tuesday evening at 6 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, by 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQA.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back to Chino Valley Days on KQ&A, and I'm here with our next guest, Mr. Lee Dudley, with the Chino Valley Morning Lions Club.
Good afternoon,
Well,
Lorette.
Good afternoon, Lee. How are you today?
I'm doing just fine for a Monday. It's a beautiful day.
It is Cyber Monday. We did talk about that.
That's right. We did.
So, Lee, what's going on with the Chino Valley Morning Lions Club?
Well, once again, we're back in the month of December or late November, since Thanksgiving was a little early this year. But we are selling Christmas trees as normal.
Oh, right. How many years is this now?
We've been selling trees approximately 20 years.
Wow. So as old as you are.
Yes, it's about the same age
about
as me.
About the same age,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I've just turned out of the teens.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. So you guys have been selling Christmas trees in Chino Valley for about 20 years?
Approximately 20 years, I believe it is. I might be off a day or two, but I'm not very far off. I didn't do all my homework that maybe I should have done before.
That's all right. That's all right. Approximations are just fine.
Well,
I mean, we're not looking for exact dates or anything.
That's right.
So the tree lot is now open?
The tree lot is open. It's on Highway 89, approximately 420 South 89.
Okay.
We're just a couple, we're a block and a half or two blocks south of the intersection where the Safeway store is at Road 2 Northeast.
Okay.
You can't miss us. We take up a big area. This year we have 225 trees in our inventory.
Wow.
That came in just 3 days ago.
There's different types of Christmas trees. I thought there was just like one, you know. They're all green, they're all piney, but apparently not.
No, that's not. And we have three different selections, and there's many more than that, depending on what part of the country you get your trees from. All of our trees come from Oregon.
Wow.
We have what they call a Douglas fir. Then we have a grand fir. Which is a little higher step in the line of beauty.
That's the difference.
And the odor.
Oh, okay. So odor is a big deal when you're looking for a live Christmas tree.
You want that tree to make your home smell like Christmas.
That's right. You do. Okay.
Yeah,
so grand fir is with the odor.
Uh-huh. And
good odor, though.
Yes. And then we have the noble, which is the top end of a tree, top line. They cost a dollar or two more, but they're beautiful, and they are totally different in appearance than a grand fir.
Wow.
Their branches stick particularly straight out, and they make themselves to be seen.
Oh, how pretty.
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
They're very pretty.
So we've got good, better, and best.
Yes. And if you've never seen one and you're just curious, that's not a problem. Just stop by the lot and just view the different trees, even so you're not ready to buy one.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's good to see what tree will fit in that space, you know, that beautiful space in their home.
That's exactly right. And we have some customers. We have probably 75% of our sales is repeat business every year.
That's fantastic.
And what is really enjoyable about it, we start sewing the day after Thanksgiving, which is a Friday.
Right.
And I cannot go back as far as the first customer that we had Friday afternoon. They're there every year, and they buy two of the same kind of trees for their property.
Wow.
And they make sure they're the first ones there to pick out what they want.
So it's a special holiday tradition for them as well.
Yes, it is.
So, and you guys have always opened the day after Thanksgiving?
We have always opened the day after Thanksgiving. This year it was exceptional, maybe because of the early Thanksgiving. I don't know for sure, but the sales this last weekend were very good compared to
past. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. And all the proceeds stay with the Lions, and you guys use it for the local community.
We do hearing and sight.
Hearing and sight, eh? Just kidding. So yeah. Hearing and sight.
Hearing and sight. And we buy glasses for children as small as 5 or 6 if necessary, or to senior adults that need glasses.
So you can buy a tree and feel good about it.
And feel good about it because every bit of the profit of that tree is going back to this community, not Prescott or Prescott Valley, but Chino and Paulden for glasses and hearing aids.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
That is fantastic. So like we said, you can buy a tree of Douglas fir, and it has fantastic odor for your house. We want to say it smells like Christmas.
Yes.
I love it. And people can already start going and buying Christmas trees right now, right?
Yes, they can.
What are your hours and what day can I go?
Monday through Friday, we open only in the afternoons.
Okay.
We open from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Okay.
Saturday and Sundays, we're open on 10 in the morning until 6 at night. So if you can't make it in during a weekday because of a job necessary or something, you can always get us on Sunday.
On Sunday or on the weekends, right?
Yes.
Saturday or Sunday.
Saturday or Sunday.
I'm actually signed up to help volunteer at the tree lot on Saturday.
Well, that's great. We'll have to figure out what kind of a job we want to expect from you.
I know. I'm thinking muscle, all muscle. I can probably carry the big Douglas fir or your noble trees.
With a helper.
Yeah, probably.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. With maybe a little bit of a helper.
Yes.
Maybe, you know, 6-something, 200-pound helper.
Well, you're getting close. Yes.
Something that might help me carry a big old Christmas tree.
Because you would never guess the weight of these trees.
Oh, I'm guessing. Yeah.
And I will brag for ourselves. Our trees are only 2 weeks old now from being cut.
Ooh.
They all constantly stay wet if they're not in buckets. And if they're in buckets, they are watered. So these trees will last 30 to 60 days.
And you guys had help, right, unloading these Christmas trees?
Oh, yes. We used the wrestling team from the high school. They were
all
a bunch
right.
of good boys.
Shout out to the wrestling team.
The wrestling team. And we give them a donation to their funds there at the
Absolutely.
School.
Absolutely. So
school.
The Chino Valley High School wrestlers.
Yes.
Oh,
Chino
yeah.
Valley High School wrestling team. And the boys do a wonderful job.
So, Lee, what if I can't afford it? I mean, what if I'm thinking already in my head, ooh, live Christmas tree might be a little too much out of my price range. Are they affordable?
Well, the trees... As far as I'm concerned, because they are affordable, because they are fresh and they will last. And trees will start anywhere from the $25 at a 3 foot tree.
Oh, that's very affordable.
Yes, to, you know, up through $150 basically for a 10 foot tree.
But if you go and buy an artificial tree, too, some of them are over
$150. Oh, artificial trees are very
expensive.
And I want to put the word out to people that understand, if you can afford a tree, we appreciate it. But if you know someone that is really destitute and they cannot afford a small tree, we sometimes can help with the factor and maybe sell it to them for 50% of the price.
Ah, so that's very nice.
But we need some way to give us the helping hand of someone that might need this instead of somebody walking in and say, well, I can't afford this.
Right, you know, right, absolutely.
And we don't want to be rude about this.
And definitely don't want to be, you know, turning anyone away.
Oh, no.
So we want to make sure everyone does get a Christmas tree this year, especially, like we said, it does go to a good cause.
Yes, it does.
And you guys have been there for 20 years-ish.
Yes. Yes.
And helping out our community as well. And this has been one of the staples that everyone looks forward to every year in Chino. They get so excited, you know, right when we see the Christmas tree lot. And I noticed you guys got a new trailer.
Well, yes. It wasn't donated. We actually purchased it from an individual in Chino Valley. But
it's all bright and blue and shiny.
They gave us a very special price on that coach. Now, the blue trailer you're speaking
yeah,
of, that's
nice.
That is our freight trailer, and we had a gentleman here in Chino a year ago paint that for us, and he did a wonderful job.
He did.
Yes. And so once in a while, we have to spend a little of this money on ourselves so we can continue to do what we do. But, yes, we do a fine job and love to help the public.
Well, thank you so much, Lee. We're so excited. We have the Lee Dudley with the Chino Valley Morning Lions Club. And like you said, your tree lot is now open. Oh, what yes. is it next to? Because I'm one the type of girl that's like, is it next to?
There is a laundromat.
Okay.
And there is a triangle or tripod gas station.
Okay, so like the doctor gas station.
I believe it's called something like that. They took
Dr. Gas
down,
or something.
So I'm not too
oh,
sure.
yeah. So it is right there. And so you guys are to the right or the left of that?
We're actually to the right of
okay.
it. And we're just about across the street from Doug's Auto Repair.
Okay. So Doug's Auto Repair. People know exactly where that is.
Exactly. And that's on the right-hand side. And we're just across the street from there.
Yeah. So that's not far at all. So you guys are open now. So come get your Christmas trees. And what was the date?
Weekdays, Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. Or excuse me, 2 to 6.
2 to 6.
And Saturday and Sunday is 10 to 6 each day.
Each day. So come out and get your Christmas tree and help a good cause, the Chino Valley Morning Lions Club. Thank you so much, Lee Dudley, for being here today with me.
I sure enjoyed it. Thank you.
We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day.
We'll be right back. At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Bundle up and come on out this Friday evening for the Prescott Valley Light Parade at 6 p.m. This year, Arizona's Hometown Radio Group is teaming up with a holiday giant. Spot the monster truck and tag us on Facebook for a chance to win sweet tickets to the toughest monster truck tour. Sponsored by Finley Automotive Group, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Courtesy Auto Sales, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Monster Truck Tour, and Arizona's Hometown Radio Group.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
We did it again! Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back. This is your host, Lorette Brashear. Thanks for joining us today. And thank you to our guests. My guests today were Lee Dudley with the Chino Valley Morning Lions Club, Catherine Anderson with Yavapai College, and Dallas Gray and Haley Bird with the Town of Chino Valley Parks and Rec Department. Here's some upcoming events, so take out your phones and mark your calendars. These are some things you don't want to miss. December 5th is our business and networking luncheon at Grace Baptist Church from 11:30 to 1 p.m., and it's being catered by Catering by Liz. Mmm, delicious food. November 8th is a December to Remember at Memory Park. We start at 10 a.m. to dark. So that's an event you don't want to miss either. We'll see you all next time on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days on 1130 a.m., 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.